You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 65. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, stop laughing, I can hear you chuckling, that's Stone. Over there. Hello. We're back.
Good morning. We are back.
We are back. Yes.
Mr. Worf.
Back in black.
Yeah. I'm clearly not back in black. I'm wearing my well-played party bright green employee shirt, even though I was never an employee. I asked them if I could buy that one, and they said, sure. Okay. Because I want to have a different shirt each time, and now this is like a collector's item, which I'm very proud. I'm very proud to own. So
yeah, that's cool.
And I have a little bit of gray in the beard, so I don't know if it's like completely black anymore.
It's gonna be purple in a couple months.
Yeah, I actually have to reach out to him. Yeah, I have to reach out to him and figure out when it's actually gonna happen. Because I haven't heard anything. I've never done this before, so I don't know how he deals with stuff. Yeah, it's 71 days or 70 days now. But that's until BlizzCon, so I'm there a little bit earlier. I'm there on October the 30th.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be exciting. It's exciting!
I'm excited, but also a little sad because of I'm gonna miss my kids again, so I'm gonna have to Skype call them as they go door to door and getting sugar and candy and all that stuff and
trick or treating. So
yeah.
Well, at least it's doable. Like, technology is so good. You could Skype them or Discord them or like whatever.
Yeah,
you know, if you set you could set Carrie up on Discord. I don't know, it might work. Man. But
oh man, you mean bring my wife into my other life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, it depends.
Worlds collide, right? Yeah. Worlds collide. Oh boy.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, it depends which way you want to go. You could have the option of having Skype and Discord available. I mean, you've got both. Obviously, there's other things that you can do, but
yeah.
That's exciting. You got heaps of time to organize anyway.
Organize.
If need be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Anyway, we're back. Hey, chat room.
I don't know if
and hey, listeners.
There. But hello for listening
hello,
to
everyone.
My voice again. Yes.
Thank you for listening to us.
Going to talk in a monotone vote. Forget it. Okay. Okay, so we have news.
We have news.
I
have no idea. I've left this up to you telling me because I know I woke up to all this stuff going on and I'm like, I've got too much to do today to even pay attention. So hit me with it. What's happening?
Okay. Well, it's good and I can't say bad because it's not bad. It's just nothing like mind-blowing. Okay. So I think most folks were expecting that Blizzard was going to only be talking about 7.3. However, we always kept it in the back of our minds that they might talk about the next expansion. And they're at Gamescom right now. And they did their presentation for all Blizzard stuff yesterday, about 12 hours ago-ish. Actually, no, a little bit more. So I think it was like at 12 o'clock Eastern. So about 17 hours ago. Anyways, not that it matters. they only talked about 7.3, which is great for me, not so great for my friend Tuli, because he's there and he was like, I really hope that they talk about expansion news, and they did not. But so that basically means that they'll be talking about expansion at BlizzCon, and if they don't, then we know that there's something up, because just the timelines and stuff, it's got to be that way. They did say that 7.3 will be coming out August 29th. So it's coming out soon. This does not mean...
next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
it's
coming. Cool. You have less than a week. Basically, Doomsayers are now back in Dalaran. I don't know if it is in all the major cities or just there. And Argus, which I took the screenshot before because I was like, oh, what's this? I see this big planet up in the sky, and I wasn't over in Broken Shore. I was like, what the heck? I was like, okay, I guess they changed this. And then, yeah, when I go read the notes and all that, I'm like, yep, they changed it. they also added the Magni Bronzebeard scenario that's live right now. And those are things that lead up into it. So next week we are going live. Argus has three zones. It will be Crokun, Makari, which I always want to read that as McCaffey. You know, like your iris detector. I don't know why. And the Torn Wastes. Apparently, we will start in Crokun, and the other zones will be unlocked after a few weeks. So, from what I understand, it won't be like a 12-week thing where we wait and wait and wait and do like a lot now and then a little bit and then a lot again. It's going to be fairly short, and people won't have that same issue of the delays and feeling like, oh, that's it, like we're done. Like there were a few times where it's like, okay, go and kill like 100 demons, and that was it for that week. It's like,
yeah, that's right.
And I know that they explained it, but they actually did say that we know that it felt kind of low, but it was on purpose because they wanted it to be like not every week was like all these big things, because you can only do so much, right? But it'll be good to have a shorter non-12-week period and have things that are much more meaningful. Like, they don't need to be huge, but I think it will be better than the last time. Going to be doing caster animations. Like, they're going to be updating them. And from what I saw on Wowhead, that only the Druid Resto animation was done. The Hunter Blood Elf ranged attack was done. Mages were done. Priests were done. And shamans were done.
Cool.
I don't know if it's applying to all of the caster specs or if it's just those ones. Because... you know, there's like Warlock as well and all of that. So I'm not really sure. but it's good to see them changing up stuff a little bit just so that things make a little bit more sense for casting and all that, which is cool. I don't know if you heard, but I had heard this before, that they were going to be getting rid of our artifact knowledge as a tune buff, and now it's going to be game wide. So on the first week, everybody now has level 41. And then the week after, they can have 42. And the week after that, 43. Like that kind, like they will control it. And there's, and you no longer have to go and research now, even on your fresh 110. So you can just and basically you can upgrade your weapon like 54 times with like one shot, which they did say it's on purpose because they want people to be able to catch up. Right, which is good.
Okay, that's cool. That's like, pretty cool.
Yeah, they want people to catch up and still be able to play, right? Without being without having it to be like an instant thing, which is good. The Netherlight Crucible is the same thing as what's the one that we just had? Concordance? Yeah. So it's basically the same. It's basically the same thing. It's just the newer one for this new patch.
Okay.
And it gets unlocked in week 3.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know if that's linked with going into any of the other zones or not, or if it's just separate. I don't know.
Right.
Because I don't know if we're in Crokun. So, well, I do know that we're in Crokun in week 1, but I don't know if we're in Makari in week 2, and then Torn Waste in week 3. So I don't know if that's how it's going to run, and if that links and if that matches up with unlocking the Netherlight Crucible. I'm not sure how it works, but we'll see. So they're adding new gear, and I didn't want to go over everything, but I did want to say that confiscated tokens, which are basically your what's the ones called now, because I don't really use them right now, the
ones you get on broken
so now we have new who ones, and they'll give you eye level 9-10 gear. Crafted gear will now go up to 935 with when you use primal obsidian, I believe.
Right.
And there is a new heirloom neck. And the base eye level for loot will increase by 20 for all 5 mans. So the gear that you get will go up, which is good because they want you to get into stuff. And I like how they're doing it now versus how it was before, where they wouldn't change what you got for drops, right? Mm-hmm. And like I can remember running Boulder Crag Slag Mines or Boulder Slag Mines or something like that, right? Remember the Ogre 5-man
in
Warlords? I think it's the Boulder Crag Slag Mines or something like that. So you could run that over and over, but the gear won't get better unless you go into Heroic or Mythic or something, and you may not be at the eye level that you need. And this was at the tail end of Warlords, and you know that gear is going to be worthless. So at least here the gear is not going to be completely worthless. So I think that means with the increase of 20, it should put the dungeon loot to, I'm going to say, like 875 ish. Which is more than enough to get into some of the LFR raids, the second tier, the Nighthold one. I think that should be enough. So overall, it's going to be better for your alts, which is really good.
That'd be good.
New dungeon. So there's a new five-man that will be open next week.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. And it's called the Seat of the Triumvirate. So this is basically the area that Velen Kil'jaeden and Archimonde ruled from. And well, so Velen left, and there two remained behind and basically blew up Argus, and I guess we're going into this five man where they ruled at one time. It'll be interesting. I would assume it's going to be available on Heroic and Mythic. I have not heard 100% either way. I've not read that, so I just assume it will be but it will be unlocked like on week one, from what I understood. I could be wrong. It might be unlocked when we get into the Torn Wastes, because that's the final zone.
Right.
So. Okay, when I read this next part, I was both happy and very, very sad. Very sad. So there's new pets, which is great.
Yay!
Fantastic.
Because it's not like I don't need any more pets.
Well, it's not just any pets, okay? They added a new achievement for raiding with leashes, 5. The cuticlism.
I love it. That's cool.
It's funny. They've added 16 more pets.
Ooh.
There's 2 in Throne of the 4 Winds from the 2 bosses. There's 3 in Blackwing Descent, 1 from the Omnitron defense system, 1 from Loriac and 1 from Nefarian, because, you know, they have to make you run through the whole thing. 3 from Bastion of Twilight, Thoralion, the council, you know, where the 4 guys are and they all go merge into one the end. And then Cho'Gall. And Firelands has 4, but not Ragnaros. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. So they just disproved my, they got to make you run through the whole thing. So basically, you get 1 from Shannox, Beth Talak, Baelorock, and Major Domo.
Okay.
And then Dragon Soul. This is the part that I knew. I was like,
No.
Yep.
No. This is,
how many times did I run that? To go get the Life Binder's mount, to get the Blazing Drake drop 3 times on Heroic. I don't need the Blazing Drake. I need the Life Binder's mount. Give me the Life Binder's mount. I'm on Heroic. Give me a break. I do not like the instance. Just running it over and over and over. It. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when it was the holy thing to do, and you do the same 8 bosses over and over and over. Nobody forced me to do it. Yes, I know, but there's nothing else to do. So we did it. And then trying to farm mounts. So we get 1 from Yorsaj. I don't know which one that is. I don't know which of the 2 monsters it is, right? It's 1 of the 2, right?
I think it's the first one.
Well, which one's the first one? Because you can do either or first, right?
Is it the one on the left or right?
No, you can do either or first.
Oh, did they change it? Because it used to be that it was like just that.
It's always been like, because there'd be some times where we'd say, okay, well, do you want to go right this week or left this week? And most of the time we went left first. Left. Yeah, we usually went left first and then we go right. But there's sometimes when we were so bored, we're like, ooh, let's just change it up a little bit and go right. Whoa. Yeah. So there's crazy. And so I figured that they'd do one on that one and one, like I'd figure they'd give pets from each of them. But no, it's only from one of them. The other pet drops from your favorites. Fine.
I'm already staring, Blizzard. I'm like,
I personally don't mind Spine all that much because I can't do it. I could never dance on this side of the spine, on that side of the spine.
I still can't dance with Spine.
But this one's only two sides. It's not four.
I can't.
It's only two.
Some things people are good at. I'm not. I can't dance. Okay. Seriously.
And the last one is from the end as well. From
Madness. So you got to get through Spine to get to Madness.
Yes.
Thanks, Blizz. Love ya. KK. No.
So when I saw it, I'm like, yes. Oh, Dragon Soul. Because I knew. And for the people that made that raid, I think the raid overall would have been okay if you added a few more bosses, but I think because of the timelines and stuff like that, and there was only eight bosses and we ran it for so long, I think that's why it has a bad rap. So I think some of the things in there were a little bit neat, you know, like having the different colored blobs and stuff like that, and you know, just things like that were neat. And I don't think it was as bad as how I remember it. It's just what I disliked about it was more that we had to run it over and over. So that's coming. Yay! So there's also a new battle trainer in Gnome, Oregon. So I guess the Gnome area. Oh no, not in the Gnome area, in the dungeon, I believe. So you know how like they have
Dead Mines and Wailing. I think so.
Cool. Because it wouldn't make sense if there was a new one in the Gnome area. I don't know why they'd add one. And apparently WoW has says that they've demined a bunch of new pets that are added for the Hall of Days. So we know that there will be new pets for Brewfest, for Hallow's End, Wintervale? Maybe Pirate's Day, if we're lucky. That would be cool. But probably not, because it's only one day. But, yeah. So, new pets. Mounts. Mounts. So, they've added many new faction mounts. So, there's two new factions as well, called the Army of the Light and Argusian Reach. The Argusian Reach faction. Mm-hmm. So there's two factions, and they've added many mounts, apparently. I didn't want to go into and list all the mounts because if they've, you know, I don't want to give like a whole big list. If you want that, just go to WoWhead. This is just our takes on stuff. So there's also mana ray mounts. I don't know what those are. I would assume they look like they're gonna look like those other rays that we have.
Like, well, mana rays was back in Outlands. You know, you kill them over in Zangamosh.
Yeah. But those are nether rays that we got. So I don't know. So these will probably look a little bit different. But I would assume they're similar.
Okay, cool.
There's supposed to be a new Dark Moon Fair mount.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's called Dark Moon Dirigible.
Mm-hmm.
For 1,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so dirty about that.
Blizzard's giving me
so dirty.
It's funny. Blizzard's giving me reasons to play the fair when I'm not really a fair guy. I just, it's not that I don't like it. It's just, I have other things I prefer to do. Now you're putting this on my list of things I need to do. Thanks, mm-hmm. Blizzard.
Yeah, Dark Moon Fair's awesome though, so, you know.
I'm sure. Like,
I wish it was account wide tickets.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's not, apparently.
No. And currency's not, right? So I don't know if I agree with it being account wide. Because if they made that account wide, why wouldn't they make gold account wide? You know, that kind of stuff? Mm. If they made it account wide, like, they would have to pull it out.
Off 1,000 account wide. So it'd be like, bam, got it.
I don't know if I'll be farming the stuff or if I'll just go for it or if I'll just let it accrue and just play things once a week or once a month. And like I do for the... I need one more of the time walking mounts, and I'm close-ish, but I'm not. But I'm not gonna kill myself to go get it, right? So, yeah. But it's good for the. It's good to have other things to keep my eyes on, because my list of mounts that I can go run for was actually getting depleted. It was getting pretty low. Which we're not doing a mount run this week because we have just so much stuff to kind of talk about. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be able to deal with this chilling. Stuff. So
we're chilling in Dalaran.
Yeah. There's also going to be 8 world invasion bosses on Arcus, and the follower item level cap goes up to 950.
Ooh.
So I wish I had kept my artifact equipment upgrade things, but whatever. Mm. At least I got gold for it, so I'm not too upset because I can just get them. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Mm. I'm not too worried about it. Other than that, I think there's a few other things, but they're fairly small. And I intentionally did not go over PvP because I don't know. They're increasing the what's the prestige? They're mm-hmm. going to be increasing the level that you can get up to. So
okay,
that's a thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that I can really remember. And I'm sure that there's going to be some class tweaks and changes. I can't wait to see how they nerf my spec and buff Frost, because Frost is not top DPS for my class.
Oh.
Anytime Frost doesn't, you know, go higher, that doesn't outperform Unholy, everybody complains and then they get a buff. It's like Unholy is the true Death Knight spec. Diseases, commanding ghouls. Come on. Come on now. Let us have mm-hmm. our time to shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Off fair enough. / soapbox. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And now I'm sure that all of the frosty K's out there are like, oh, the stone guy. Loser. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much okay. It. That's coming in August, August 29th. So
next week, like less next than week.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to cut that, and I'm going to cut that. I'm cutting show notes as we speak. Okay, so, yeah, I'm just going to get into what I did this week, yeah?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah, go all for right. it. What cool. have you been up to?
Okay, so this and that, getting back into things, and I played a bit on my alt, my hunter, and her name is Sharon Stone. And she's a hunter in Riders, so that's the Pwncast guild. Mm-hmm. So I can't queue up for Mistigens at level 90 because my gear isn't high enough, even though I have equipped all of my heirlooms. But I can queue up for heroic mists ones. Sorry, I can't queue up for Warlords 5-mans. I can only queue up for Heroic Mists. And I can't get into them because nobody queues up for it. So, because once you're at 90, nobody queues up for those ones. So, I decided, okay, well, let's just go into Warlords and have a go at it. And I went into the intro and it went really quick. Like, I remember it used to taking about 25 minutes or so. Maybe 20 minutes. This took like 15. I was just gunning through everything. And I guess maybe as a hunter, I can kind of sit back and pew. So I decided, okay, once I'm done that, I'm just going to go into treasures and queuing. And eventually I got enough gear from questing in Moon Valley that I was able to queue into Warlord stuff and queuing in there. I got up to level 97 like fairly quick. I was really surprised. We had a couple really really great groups and then the healer had to drop. And because we had run about 5 of them back to back and. Then the healer was like, okay, that's my last one. And everyone else was like, okay, well, I can do one more. And so we waited, and we finally got a healer. And we were pulling pretty quickly in big packs. And the healer, all that they were doing was like, faster, please. Faster, please. Faster. Like, over and over. And we're like, okay, like, we are pulling fairly big packs. I don't know. I didn't really like this healer compared to the one that we had before. The one that we had before was really good. One of the good things about running through the Warlords stuff was that in the intro, I get to write my name, which I'm getting a little bit better, but it's still not good. And I'm going to put this up on the screen because it's funny. So here's me trying to write my name. I've done all of the writing where, you know, you draw stuff, I've drawn parts of bodies and stuff like that on both ladies and men, and then watching it all catch on fire, right, is great. And then the funniest part I like is when it explodes and the orc goes flying out of the... because he is spinning like end over end. It's great. I can do that over and over. I love it. And honestly, the first thing that I noticed when I finally logged back in after like 2 weeks is I was flying around in Dormwind. And this is actually me on the hunter that I was playing, and I noticed Argus up in the sky. I'm like, wait a second, I thought Argus was only in Broken Shore, but now it's visible to everybody. I was like, wow. So I took a screenshot, and then I read the show, and then I read the notes afterwards, and I'm like the patch notes. I'm like, oh. Fine. Well, I'm still going to keep it anyways. So, yeah, it was neat to see it. I don't fear for the old world. However, it also reminds me that there's always going to be change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one of these things that, is this going to be here forever? Or is this going to be a permanent thing in the sky? Or is it going to go away? I don't know. It's neat.
We'll have to wait.
But I think like some of the people from before that really liked the old world before cataclysm, I think there was that pining for how it was before. I don't know if I'm in that group in the pining for like the clear sky, but it's more of the, this game is changing. It's just another reminder that old world stuff is changing as we play the game, which is good because it makes me realize that this is a, sorry, it makes me feel like this is a real living changing world versus this is what you got right now and that will never change, which is mm-hmm. not yep. real, right? So okay. I like it. I'm just gives me mixed feelings and about the old world. Like, oh no, like her old world. Like, sorry, the old world, the new old world, right? Not the old world, because I do not like the old world. They made so many quest improvements and all that when they changed things up in 4.0.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was really really good. But okay, so that was my week. And wow, this week. Okay. I played a lot of loose Eoball because the kids like it and I love that game and it's only on for a few more days. So yes, loose Eoball. Yes, in Overwatch.
Mm. Oh,
it's very fun. Like, it's very, very fun. It's basically like you're playing like soccer with only one character, and you all play the same guy, but you boot the ball around and you run around really fast and stuff. It's lots of fun. I really like it. So
okay,
the kids love it when I score because I do really weird things with my camera and they freak out and laugh. So yeah,
oh, nice. Yeah.
I should record them once, so that you guys can hear them like completely lose it, like they lose their minds. And my wife is like, "What are you doing?" Oh yeah. So she knows as soon as they're sitting there and watching me and they lose their mind, my wife's like, "Oh, you must have just scored." I'm like, yeah. Okay. So
that's cool.
So what did you do this week?
Well, I've been busy the last couple of weeks. So I did manage to, I'd gotten my Troll Hunter to 110 a couple of weeks ago. And I jumped on her because I was going to do, I don't know, I was going to do some quest. Oh, I wanted to finish off to get the leather working up to 800 because I hadn't done that. And I had to go and skin some stuff or something weird. And so I go, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, I've got to go talk to this guy over here. So off I go, talk to this dude. And it was the quest that sent me to get Talon Claw. So I'm doing the other artifact weapon quest. And I didn't realize it was not what I wanted to do. So I was like, meh. But anyway, I got through it. It wasn't pretty, but I got through it. So at least that was something. And I ended up with, ended up getting Talon Claw. So there's my little photo. She got it, which was cool. I did the Broken Shore intro. I got two pieces of gear from a class hall vendor for her. and I got one piece from the Legion Fall vendor. So I was, you know, I was kind of like, okay, because, I mean, I don't put a lot of effort into her, but I kind of feel bad. She's 110 and I haven't maxed out her professions. But at the same stage, it really frustrates me what they've done with professions. So I'm kind of like, eh. So, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, I did that. At least I did that. So I will never use Talonclaw because she is Beast Mastery all the way. So I'm happy about that. I can't hear you. Are you muted?
It would help if I unmute myself. I did mute myself because my air turned on. So I was like, oh no, I forgot to turn off the AC. So, but yeah, professions. I think I kind of like it, but
nope,
I hate it. I mean, I don't know if I like being forced to go into five mans.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. That's my main thing, is that they're gating it behind dungeons, and I don't think that's very fair. But anyway, it's like, yeah, oh well, I will, you know, I'm not so worried. I just want the alts to get the max level. I don't care if I don't get all the recipes, but of course I do want to get all the recipes on later. So I've got to do stuff that I really just like, I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to have to suck it up, princess, and go do it at some stage. So we'll see. But a Dark Moon Fair was on the other week. And of course I went to Dark Moon Fair, and I get to Dark Moon Fair, and I'm talking to the guy to give him fossil fragments, and I didn't have enough fossil fragments. I'm like, what? So then I spent all night digging. I went, picked up the archaeology quest in Dalaran, and all I did was do that whole thing, except like the first couple of bits, not the part that then's like, oh, we want to send you into the dungeon now for the last part of it. I'm like, I've already done it. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get enough solve so I could, you know, get the, turn them in so I could get the fossil crates. So I did that. So that was kind of cool. And I've been doing a lot of fishing, actually. So I'm still working on getting the artifact power for the fishing pole. Let me have a look. Doing it live. Put my little fishing pole on. So I've still got to get 1 point. So how many points am I missing? I'm missing one off Storm Ray, one off Moskill, one off Rune Scale, two off Black Barracuda, and then the Underlight Blessing. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I've still got 6 to do. And at the moment, I need 24,000 artifact power to get the next one at 50 artifact power for the rares. It's a lot of fish.
Yeah, no thanks. That's one of the reasons why I don't go hardcore on the fishing, because I look at those numbers and I'm like, nope. Mm. It's going to come when it comes, and I actually don't think I will ever get it completed.
I will, because I do love my fishing. And damn it, I will do it. So it will get done. But I kind of feel like it would be really cool that once you got to a certain point of, you know, if you had gotten so many points into the fishing pole, that then, you know, that then it would up that when you got the rare, instead of getting 50, you know, you might get 100 or 200. And then when you get so many points again, it'd up the rares again, you know, to give you a bit more. Because it does kind of feel like it is a lot of fishing. A lot of fishing. So,
it's a ton of fishing. It's not just a lot. It's a metric poop load of fishing.
So, but I'm getting there, and at least, I mean, I've got you know, certain spots that I really like to go to that help make the getting the rare fish and the lures that help. So, you know, and that's, I suppose that's the main thing, is making sure you get the lures, putting the lures on and fishing so you've got the better chance of getting the rare ones so you can get the artifact power. So that was kind of cool. And then one night I decided that I was going to do, I looked at my cooking, and in your professions tab, if you look at your cooking, you've got what you've learned and what you haven't learned. And so there's two tabs now, one's learned and then one's unlearned. So I looked at what I had in the unlearned and I'm like, hey, I got two recipes I've got to learn. I can't have that. I can't have it unlearned. I've got to go learn it. So one was the Elite Mana Saber in Surama. And I remember killing that one, you know, the like the blue, it's like a bluey purple Mana Saber, really pretty. And they had changed it. So when I originally killed it when I was questing through Surama, it didn't drop the recipe that I needed, but when I went over to kill it, it now drops 100% first time. Like every time you kill it, you get the recipe.
Well, that's good.
So I was like, yay. So I got that one. So that was good. And then I had the only other one I had, there's an Alliance recipe. And I remember doing this a long time ago to get this recipe, a long time, because I met one of the sole reasons that I've got more than one account was that I could go and get this recipe so I could get it to Leta. And I remember doing that. But in Legion, they removed it from the Horde. So when it came up, it said that I hadn't learnt it anymore. And I'm looking at my, and I'm going, yeah, I did. Like, seriously, guys, I did this back in like either Wrath or Burning Crusade or whenever it was that, like, I remember doing this. I specifically did this. I had to put it on the auction house. I had to buy it off the auction house with Leta. Had to learn it. Like, it was this whole process. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I went and had a look up on Wowhead, and it was the moon. So the recipe is over in the Draenei starting zone. So not the starting zone, but when you get to, is it Azure Watch? There's a hunter.
Oh, the moon graze. The moon graze.
The moon graze. Yes.
I could have given that to you. I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, but you don't have it on Earthen Ring.
Oh, I could.
No. So I was like, okay. And so I was reading through all the comments and people were saying, no, it's been stripped. Horde can't get it anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just going, what? I can't have one unlearned recipe on my recipe thing. I'm like, so I kept reading, and sure enough, someone had mentioned only like 11 days ago from when I checked. It's like, no, Blizzard has put it back. So you can buy it off the auction house, or of course, if you got someone who, you know, who can help you out. So I'm like, right. Okay, off I go. So I jump onto my second account where I have got, you know, I've got my warlock that she's, what, she 105, whatever she is, on Earthen Ring. So I go straight out to Draenei zone and I'm like, right, it better have the quest, because I honestly don't remember doing it on that warlock. But I'm like going, please, 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 please let me. That way I can just go one shot the stags, you know, the moon gaze, the stags, and get what I need, hand it in. I think you've only got to hand in six and get the recipe, and then I can post it on the auction house. So that's what I ended up doing, which I then bought off with Leta, which, bam, there it is. I have got no unlearned cooking recipes. I have got everything. I have got everything I can possibly get in the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're,
so that was kind of like, whew, you know how I collect things? This is, you know, that would have bugged me. Having that one thing, that would have so driven me nuts.
What
if I couldn't get it?
What would you have done if you put that up on the auction house and somebody else bought it?
Oh, no, no, no. Trust me.
Do you put it up for a lot?
Absolute perfection. Do you put it up for a lot?
How much
did you put it up for? I don't put it up for like a gold. No.
But like, did you put it up for like 10,000 gold? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, which I guess if somebody else bought it, then you'll be up 10,000 gold.
Yeah. And at the same stage, I've got enough on like on my horde leader that obviously my alliance leader, I don't play her a huge amount. So I was like, well, you know, that way it had less likelihood of someone doing it. But trust me, I time it to so fine in making sure that as soon as it's up, as soon as I've bought it. So, because, I mean, these things have happened. It's happened to me in the past where I wasn't quick enough, you know, when you're trying to move things. Back in the day when you used to have to buy the Alliance pets to bring them over to Horde side, you know, that was one of the ways I used to make a lot of money was to do that. Of course, you don't need to do that now. You just buy it on your Alliance toon, and any toon, or, you know, you can cage them. So, but yeah, I made a lot of gold with, putting pets back and forth. It was very, very lucrative. I can say that. So that was fine. So I'm really happy. It's all blank. I'm so happy. So. So just saying, if there's, you know, it's not like you don't have enough things to do, but if there's something that you want to do, then this is a way that you can do it. Have a look at your cooking tab, see what you haven't learned, and go chase the recipes down. It was fun. And then at Dark Moon Fair, I got the Mosh Pit achievement, which was really cool because I actually killed the Death Metal Knight. And I didn't die that whole fight. I was so excited because the other times when I've taken him down, you know, you get hit by the wailing banshees, you know, that come across and all that. And sometimes you get hit so hard, and if you don't have a healer, you take a lot of damage, you can end up dead, then you've got to run back and, you know, tag him again and whatnot. Well, this time I did not die. I actually managed to get around, heal myself, you know, drain life, do this, have my little portal, port here, port there, and didn't die. And then I had to kill the ghouls, the other ghouls, because even if you kill the boss, there's still the ghouls around that you've got to kill them. So if you kill them before they reach, like, the stage, you get the achievement, which was Mosh Pit. And I'm like, yay! So I got another achievement. So that was kind of cool. So I was really happy about that. And then I got 2,500 world quests completed, which is like, really? Nice. Is that all I've done? Seriously? I thought it was close to 5,000. Well, it feels like it. Sometimes it feels like it.
Feels like 25,000.
Yeah. Like, there's sometimes I looked and I was like, really? Is that all I've done? And then I was like, really? That's how many I've done? Wow. Okay. It was a bit mixed emotions. So yeah, it's kind of funny. And then the last thing, the very last thing I did, Trial of Style hit last week. Okay.
Yeah.
So of course I'm going to do it, Transmog. So I went in to do it and I gave it a go. And I think the very first time, because I didn't know what was going to happen. I hadn't looked at anything. I knew it had started and people said, oh, you make some Transmog stuff and, you know, then you vote for people and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, I already have a Transmog add-on. And I have Transmog, like I have a fishing set, I have a DPS set, I have a Christmas set. So I've already got sets that are made up, that I've made previously of transmog pieces, that if I want to change something, like I've got my corruptor set, which is a trans, you know, so if I go to transmog, I'm like, right, I just want corruptor set. I can just go click, apply, done. Then I can change it back to this one, which is the dread, whatever it is. It's the gladiator, one of the gladiator ones that I'm wearing currently. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go into it. And I can't remember the first one I got. Maybe it was freestyle, or maybe it was like battle cry or something. I think it might have been like fighting, like, you know, like a fighting style. Can't remember. They had different themes. So I put on, what did I put on? I put on my corruptor set, which, and I think I came like third or second. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. And you get little tokens, you know, from winning. So if you win, you get so many. If you come second and third, you get prize tickets. And then you get, like, if you don't come anywhere, you get like a special commendation, which gives you maybe 10 to, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 tokens. And what I wanted to do was, there's sets for the clothies, leather, mail, and plate. So I wanted to get the cloth set. It was 60 tokens, and that learns you the whole of the set, the cloth trial of style set, right?
If you're on a class that you can't use that
you can't buy it. You can't buy it.
Okay.
So as a clothy can only buy the cloth one.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Because I'm because I've now got 200 tokens sitting in my bank that I cannot do anything with, because they're not bind on account. They're soul bound to leader.
Okay.
So anyway, I kept trying, and there was a shirt. So if you win first place, then you get a buff, and the buff helps you. Then you're allowed to purchase, for one token, you can purchase this shirt. All right. So I'm like, well, I want the shirt. Of course I want the shirt. Like, come on. I collect things. Of course I want the shirt. So I did, how many? I was taking tallies. I was up to about nearly 20, I think. I had done about 20 over the, like, not all at that time. I'd done some that night and then the next day. And I couldn't get a first. I could not get a first. Oh. I was sticking to the themes.
Yeah.
I was doing all this. And I'm just going, you know what? I bet it's because I'm undead.
Oh.
Okay. So if I'm up against a blood elf, guess who's going to get it? A blood elf. If I'm up against a Tauren, guess who's going to get it? They're not looking. I mean, there was a male undead that did win one, but as a female, there was no female undead the whole time I was in there. And there were some that were in there that had really good transmog outfits. But if you were up against like a blood elf, no, you did not. You might got second, you might have gone third, or you might have got a commendation, but you did not get first. And I'm just going, I'm not going to jump onto another tune. Damn it, I want to win this with leader. So in the end, I got a message from Short. So she sent me a message and she's like, I can help you. And I'm like, what do you mean you can help me? She's like, I can help you. So we can come and we can join as a group. I'm like, really? Okay. I just thought, I didn't know that you could join up to do the Trial of Style as a group. I just thought you went in, because it's a scenario that you went in
by yourself
as a single. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, she came over and helped me, but there wasn't enough of us because it was only her and one of her friends, but they were too low and they couldn't get into it. So she came in. But because there was only two against like another four, because there's six people in the scenario. So yeah, it just didn't work. So she's like, I can help you later. I said, look, don't worry about it. I've got to go and do some housework, and I've got other things to do. I'll worry about it later that night. And anyway, when I get on, I was talking to Wingy. He's like, yep, that's all right. Give me a minute. Tell me when you're ready. make your transmog pieces, have everything ready to go, and we'll do it. So I went in, so I dual boxed it. So I took my other, I took my mage in, Wiggin came in, Spanky Hunter came in, and his partner Coffee came in. So we were all in it, and yeah, so I got the shirt. So that was really cool. Cause that's all I wanted was the shirt. So once I had done all of that, and I'm like, well, I now have to do it for leather, mail, and plate because I need the transmog sets, but I don't care about coming first. So I hop on my priest, I hop on my hunter and go do to get the mail one. And I go in on her first one, and I can't remember what we got, but I've got the ornate set for the hunter on her, as well as the, I think it's the blood guard set. And first one on my hunter, first place. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And what race was she?
Troll. So I'm like, yeah. But I mean, trolls look pretty damn, like a female troll really does look pretty, like pretty spec. So I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding. Anyway, it was enough that I could buy the male one. So I got the full male set. So I'm like, yes, okay, done. Right. I need to do plate. So I hopped onto my Death Knight. Now, my Death Knight is a blood elf.
Yes.
So off I go, and I've got a couple of sets on her, again, that I've already had, you know, had sorted. So I've got the Death Knight starting set, you know, the, what is it, the Archerus set?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You start off as a Death Knight. I have got the, whatever she's wearing. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a blue and red skimpy plate set, but it's really cool. I really like that one. And then I've got this other set that's, again, there are completely all skimpy. It's just that I like the colors. Like one of them is red and blue, and the other one was, I think, a orange color. Anyway, so I had a couple. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to stick her in, like, whichever. First place, right? Okay. Seriously, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So anyway, I got the plate one, and then I'm like, okay, I've got to do leather. Who am I going to take leather? So I took my panda, my monk, and she did 1, 2, 3. I got second. I think I got like second, third, and then a first, because I had to do it a few times because it didn't give me enough tokens, and I needed 60 tokens to be able to buy the set, you know, the leather set transmog. So I had to do it about 4 times on her. And then the last time I did it, I won first place. I'm like, seriously. So anyway, I'm just happy because I've got all the transmog pieces done. But yeah, I was having conniptions because I was just like, seriously, I've run this 20 times on Lita. I've stuck to the theme. I've stuck to the theme. I've not done anything stupid. I've done really good sets, and I can't beat. There's certain things I cannot beat.
I'm kind of, there's a, you know, I couldn't play while it was on, and I'm kind of glad, because when I decided to start playing again on the 21st, which was the Monday, it was almost over. Like, that was the last day. And some folks were chatting about it, saying, oh, you could still go in and give it a couple goes. And for a brief instant, I thought about it. And that was that was still too long for my liking.
Well,
I am glad that you had so much fun, though, because it sounds like you had a lot of fun with it. So,
yeah. I mean, at first it was frustrating because it felt like no one was going to pick me because, racist. You know, she's female undead. Well, yeah, it's like I mean, there was one time I went up, everyone else in there was blood elves. There was one male, all the rest were female blood elves, and then there was me. I didn't place. Like, the male blood elf came first. The females came second. Two of the females came second, and I didn't place.
Well, how can you tell the difference? No? Come on. You don't remember that joke in Cataclysm? No. Badlands, where the male is actually the female?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but yeah, so I felt like I really struggled, but yeah, when I got told, hey, we can help you, I was like, oh, because that's all I wanted. That was it. I just wanted to get the shirt, and I had to win it. You know, it would have been different if I could get, you know, buy it with 200 tokens, because that's what you were unique to 200 or whatever it is, like, oh, okay. It caps out at 200 tokens. I've got unopened boxes in my bank because I'm like, well, what if they change things? I'll keep them in the bank just in case. So yeah, but it's, yeah, anyway, it's done. So I kind of feel like a sense of, phew, all right, I don't need to. Because it's not coming back until August next year. I looked at the calendar, and I'm like, okay, maybe they'll do it in 6 months' time.
No.
When I looked at the calendar, and I'm going, oh, they're only making this one once a year. I've got to wait till August next year. Hell no, I need to get this done, like now. So, yeah, so that's what I did. I stayed up. I was up late. Like, I was just like, nope, just keep going. Charlie style, keep going. Keep going. Just keep going. You're going to keep. I'm not going to bed until I get this done. And I didn't. So it was quite funny. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I haven't played much the last 2 days. It feels really weird. I'm still on holidays.
What are you talking about?
Still on holidays. I've not played. I've done a lot of real life stuff. So, you know, real world, real out of game stuff. And it's like I just want to sit down and play, but I've just not had time. So
spent too much time on Trials. Dial.
No, because I got that done. I'm happy about that. It was good. It was good. But anyway, yeah. So we'll have to see what comes. But I'm excited that. Like the patch is 7.3 next week. That feels like it really snuck up. Like I wasn't expecting it now. So that's cool.
Yeah, I was a little worried, to be honest, that they were going to get rid of the achievement for heroic, the last boss. But then I remember that, you know, they don't really do it like that anymore. Like, they kind of wait until the next raid is open. So, and just because 7.3 was here doesn't mean that the new raid will be open. The new raid, and actually I didn't put the new raid info in there because it's not coming out yet. So the new raid will be coming out in 7.3.5. So.
Okay.
And,
Is there things that we need to get done, like in these next less than a week before August, or?
I thought I saw somebody saying on Twitter saying that you only have until Saturday or no, till Wednesday to get some PvP thing. I don't know.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, that's nice.
Maybe so. That you get the for the prestige.
Not sure. Well, but it's going up, so who knows?
Oh, okay. Mm. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Anyway, that's been my week. So it sounds like we're both, well, a couple weeks.
Bob.
Sounds like we're both. Is Bob? Hey, Bob.
Bob. Okay, you can hear that. Okay, you can hear the.
Scratching.
Yeah. My wife has left for work.
Oh, okay.
And when my wife's home, he will not. Scratch that box because he knows my wife will be like, what are you doing? Chase him away. She's gone, and first thing that he goes to, oh,
Kobe does that.
Yeah.
Every now and again, he'll be like, oh, mom's not looking, so I'll go and scratch the carpet on the stairs.
Yep.
And does the scratching. And then I go, Kobe, stop it.
Yeah,
and
he's can like, hear you.
And he looks up and he looks up and he looks and he's like, no, mom, I'm not doing anything. And I'll go, stop it. Don't scratch the carpet. And so he'll look and he'll be like, okay, all right. And then I walk away and I hear scratch, scratch, scratch. And I'm like, Kobe, like, come here.
Pets, these pets are like I read somewhere that they have the brain of like a 3-year-old child, you know, so they know kind of what you're saying, but not to that full extent, right? They know when they're being bad. That is 100% sure that they know when they're being bad.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. Yeah. I think there is also the part where they're like, yeah, I can tell by mom's tone of voice that I'm doing something naughty. Yep. I will actually remember that for next time.
Yes.
Like, you little rat bag. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Anything else that we need to mention before we wrap up the show?
Well, they added this because this the thing that we're on right now, this was not here before. I really don't recall seeing this thing that we're on, but I really don't think it was here before. I think this is brand new. And you were saying you think it gets launched over. I'm pretty sure that they send.
Cinematic.
Yeah, but that's another ship though. They send the Vind.
I've only watched it once.
Decatur, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's a different ship.
Yeah, I'll watch it again. I'm not really.
Or is it the Exodar that they actually send over? It's possible that they send that one over. But this, I think they're going to do with this is that I think they're going to shoot a laser at the planet and kill something for the last boss. Pretty sure that's what it will be. That this will be used for her last boss. So.
Maybe.
It's good.
Like anything. We'll have to see.
We'll see.
Wait and see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it's still very exciting. Still exciting times. Less than a week. 7.3. Wow. Okay. All right.
It's going to be sleepy time soon. Go back to sleep.
Sleepy time. Don't do that. Don't yawn because I'll go to sleep too. Sleepy time. Anyway, let's wrap things up. So, don't forget, you can check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can tweet us on Twitter @ADVAzeroth. Don't forget Discord. You haven't done Discord.
Dang it.
Okay.
No, I haven't had a chance to. I'll do it this week.
Discord. We do have a Discord channel, server, dingy. Anyway, tinyurl.com/AIA Discord, but Stone will make a
better URL for it. Yeah.
A better one. Yep. Don't forget, you can come see us Thursday night. Well, Thursday night for me, Thursday morning for Stone, which is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones.
Yep, I did that too.
I heard.
Oh yes, I'm sitting there and I'm going.
But nobody can see.
Why am I doing this? No one can see. And then, of course, I had to tell them I'm going. I'm actually doing Stone's little grasping his stones.
Grasping his stones.
I'm like, oh, that's weird. Yeah.
As well as the Welch Owl, they just podcasts that we do every week, and this year is our 2-year anniversary. 2 years.
Yes.
Crazy.
2 years this Sunday. This Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Sunday for me.
7 2 year p.m. Eastern. 2 year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's exciting. Can't wait.
It's been 2
Can't
years.
Can't wait. Very exciting. All right. Yeah. Where you can find me, I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And of course, you can find me at the Wow Challenges podcast as well with Stone. Thanks to everyone for likes, retweets, and all of that. Thanks, chat room. Thanks, guys, for just coming and hanging out. We appreciate it. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, Google Play. So everyone, just remember, only got less than a week till 7.3. Yay! Exciting. So good luck. Have a good week. Stone, have a good week. And we'll see you later. Thanks, chat room. Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.